Robert Pringle?
Well, it was a long ago, but completely unforgettable summer afternoon. I was in the Canadian coastal mountains, riding the high single-track traverse called the Northwest Passage. It was a mile above Whistler Creekside, and you had to pay your dues to get up there by riding up the mountain access trail. It was so steep that in parts, if you didn't keep pedaling, you'd fall over backwards. So I was enjoying the traverse, weaving through the timber, which was going to go on for another 4 miles in the direction of Whistler Village, when I came into a clearing and stopped dead. Before me, not 5 feet off the trail, was a huge bear. She turned in confrontation. I saw the coal black eyes and the snout now searching for the scent of me. Two bear cubs appeared out of the brush, and to my heart-stopping horror, they weren't black, but tan. I knew from locals that grizzlies occasionally came down from Pemberton, but to protect the tourist industry, the when and the where were never talked about. The black bears in Whistler were numerous and habituated. They wandered the fairways of Nicholas North. They occasionally made a play for the ninth hole snack bar, scattering the humans. One bear pried open the door of a French restaurant before opening and headed back into the kitchen for food prep, sending the staff scurrying out the back door. I was riding with the ski club kids one morning. We were on the Chickamas Riverside Trail, but that morning we stopped because of a fisherman. He was sitting on the bank with his legs over the rocky edge. He was totally interested in one thing, fishing the eddy about 10 feet below. He had his fisherman's woven creel basket next to him, but next to the basket was a black bear, patiently waiting for the next fish. I thought, well, we better get this sorted before there's an actual food fight. So in a very calm voice, I said, "Sir, don't be alarmed, but..." Well, their eyes met and pandemonium erupted. Yells from everybody, but they happened to go off in opposite directions. So that was black bear hijinks. But if I was suddenly in the alpine of grizzly bears, I knew I had made critical mistakes. I was alone. I surprised a bear at very short range, and she was with cubs. I knew statistics were enormous that I was about to face the fury of a defensive grizzly bear charge. Why I didn't crash the bike, I don't know, but I was now holding it sideways, backing away. My brain was kind of detached, but it did remind me not to yell and not to turn around and run, because those might be the last two mistakes I ever made. I was amazed and relieved when she took a few steps tangentially away. There was a fallen log partially in her way, so she put her huge left paw up on the log, and with crackling of bark, she weighted it, but it depressed about 3 feet. She didn't know that one of her youngsters had climbed up on the far end of this log. And with Mama and this one-ton teeter-totter, the poor little guy was launched into the blue mountain sky. With a squall, he did a full front flip and landed on all fours, happily unhurt. All I could think was, oh my gosh, now you've done it. Totally enraged mother, but still no charge. I thought, it's only because she doesn't have the scent of you. And when that occurs, she's coming at 30 miles an hour. It seemed my only strategy was to keep backing away until I was out of scent range. Then I'd get on the bike and ride, trying to hit the downhill where I might have a chance. I've never ridden with more energy. You know that encouragement, ride it like you stole it? totally inadequate. I went bombing down the mountain, past the idle ski lifts, made it to the Sea to Sky Highway. It was always busy, and for cyclists was a bit dangerous, but today it was my ticket home. I got back to the village, to the Delta Hotel. I was in the lobby, eager to get up and tell my story of my harrowing escape, when something caught my eye. I looked more intently, and it was a bear. It wasn't just any bear. It was my bear, my grizzly sow. The same immense size, the exact same color. I thought storytelling could wait. I had to check this out. Sorry, big detail here. It was a life-size sculpture. I got over there. There was a plaque on the bottom, and it said, Whistler Valley Cinnamon Bear? Okay. I hadn't read the Montana Fish and Wildlife brochure on how to tell grizzly bears from other large bears of the same color. It turns out I was old and grizzled, but the mama bear wasn't. She was a western black bear color variant. And as a result, even when she was with her kids, she had a much nicer personality. So I was saved doubly that day. I was saved from serious injury, and I was saved from the embarrassment of telling a bogus grizzly bear story to my friends who would know better. At least I could reminisce about my furry little gymnast who, with mom's help, could do a full front flip dismount and stick the landing. So what I learned in the wilderness that day was, you should always keep your cool, because things might not be as bad as you imagined. And if they are, at least you kept your cool. Thank you.